Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. One day after our Day of Independence, on July 5th, in 1852, Frederick Douglass gave a speech at an event commemorating the signing of the Declaration of Independence held at Rochester's Corinthian Hall. It was a biting oratory in which the speaker told his audience, quote, "This 4th of July is yours, not mine. You may rejoice. I must mourn." And then he asked them, "Do you mean, citizens, to mock me by asking me to speak here today?" Within the now famous address is what historian Philip S. Foner has called, quote, "probably the most moving passage in all of Douglass's speeches," unquote. Here it is. What, to the American slave, is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him, more than all other days in the year, the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham, your boasted liberty an unholy license, your national greatness swelling vanity, your sound of rejoicing are empty and heartless, your denunciation of tyrants, brass-fronted impotence, your shout of liberty and equality, hollow mockery, your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgivings, with all your religious parade and solemnity, are to him, the slaves, mere bombast, fraud, deception, impiety, and hypocrisy. A thin veil to cover up crimes which would disgrace a nation of savages. There is not a nation on the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of the United States at this very hour. No word yet as to how that speech was received. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.